I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Nope.
Landry Locker and John Lopez.
If I played five consecutive days on Jeopardy against other people, I would win at least one. I would at least win at least one day. I'd bet, with the contestants?
Win.
Yes, I would win. At least one.
John.
At least once a week.
John.
Yeah. What's your point?
Gerard.
That's a strong
Gerard.
Take.
That's a strong take. Come on. You asked me. Listen to this guy.
This is In the Loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? It is Bargain Shopping Thursday here on Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Brandon Porter keeping us on the air as Figgy Fig tends to his lovely wife after a surgery. So Figgy Fig will be back tomorrow. Brandon Porter holding it down right now. It is time to bargain shop, John Lopez. We are amidst the free agent frenzy. To some, to the Houston Texans, what would you call this instead of a frenzy?
A free agent frenzy turns into bargain shopping. I mean, you nailed it. It's bargain shopping now. I think a lot of fans, maybe justifiably, we'll find out, are a little bit, put off by the fact that, or frustrated by the fact that the Texans, this big splash that we spent weeks talking about, this, you know, the big moves that they could make once free agency, once the legal tampering period started, that they could make, just turned into a big, you know, just a big, a whole lot of nothing. They basically found replacement level players for at the level of players that they lost.
DeSean Gibson from the Jacksonville Jaguars, 3-year deal worth about $22 million, and then you get Bradley Roby from the Broncos, 1-year, $10 million. And salt in the wounds yesterday. We'll get a little more in depth on this in about 10 minutes, but the one that got away and the one that hurts the most to me, especially as soon as I saw the amount of money he signed for, Atlanta Falcons free agent running back Tevin Coleman signs with the San Francisco 49ers for 2 years up to $10 million. This is one of the most fascinating signings that I've seen in a long time because Brian Gain, Bill O'Brien, hell, even Deontay Foreman's own dad, Derek Foreman, admits that running back is a need. Tevin Coleman was one of those guys who the arrow was pointing up to. I thought he was going to get the second highest amount of money to Le'Veon Bell. 2 years up to $10 million in San Francisco. And that is the one of all of the potential signings the Texans could have made. That one right there hurts me the most.
It does. It hurts. It hurt me the most, too. But it also opened my eyes to Brian Gain and his approach as a general manager toward building a roster. It just like all of a sudden just galvanized in my mind what he did with what we just mentioned, you know, the two free agents that he acquired, allowing guys like Tyrann Mathieu and basically at a price, you know, which we agreed with, by the way. You know, we agreed not to pay that much. You know, not re-upping Kareem Jackson, which would have been a multi-year deal. So he brought these two guys in, one of them on a one-year contract, just like he did Tyrann Mathieu last year, just like he did, you know, he franchise-tagged Jadeveon Clowney. And then he brings in, they're bringing in Verrett to try to.
Jason Verrett of the L.A. Chargers has only played one healthy season his entire career.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a Pro Bowler that year, but he's coming in for a visit, according to Aaron Wilson of the Houston Chronicle.
And so our job here, you know, where we sit and what we do is to kind of explain what does it all mean, right? That's kind of whether it's covering a post game, covering a topic, an issue, a controversy, or an off season like this. What does it all mean, what the Texans have done, specifically Brian Gain? You want me to tell you exactly what it means?
Why wouldn't I want you to tell me that?
I think putting this all together and work with me on this or hear me out. Brian Gain is a Moneyball guy. He subscribes to the Moneyball approach of building an organization. I don't know how much it's been done. I'm sure some have in the NFL, but it obviously got its start in Oakland and in baseball. Daryl Morey, to a degree, subscribes to Moneyball, and a lot of guys in the NBA, Sam Hinkie, et cetera, describe to the Moneyball theory. And that is, you know, find guys where you're maximizing your financial investment and you're trying to tap into untapped potential value. Let's look at what they've done. Remember the two points I'm making. You're maximizing investment, and you're trying to get the most out of potential value. Name a player and acquisition that they've had in the last under Brian Gain, and that I can tell you that is exactly why that is exactly the case. It's one of or both of those things. What was the case with Tyrann Mathieu last year?
1 year prove it deal.
Potential value.
1 year, $7 million.
And maximizing your investment. All right. Who else has come in this year?
Aaron Colvin last year, though?
Aaron Colvin, again, that wasn't an off-the-charts investment in him. And here's the other part that's key. How much money are you putting up front? How much bonus money? You know, in other words, you're maximizing.
$18 million up front for Colvin.
Right. So you're maximizing your investment, because if he doesn't work out after 2 years, can you release him after this coming season? Yes, you can. So I think this could be a good thing. I'm not saying it's like, oh, boy, he stinks. He's a Moneyball guy. No. I think we're finally realizing what he is. He's a guy that does one of these two things with every decision he makes. That's why they did not make a big splash. That's why they're bringing in Roby on what? A 1 year deal. Verrett is what?
He's probably going to be a 1 year deal.
Probably going to be, not only that, but he's both. They're going to maximize the investment and there's potential value. This guy's a first round pick that has played what, six games the last 2 years?
Five.
Five games the last 2 years. So he's the guy that they're looking at him and say, okay, you know, for that money, we could get a first round pick if he stays healthy, and we're going to tap into that potential value. It took me a while. You know, the wood was burning for a bit, but it finally kind of galvanized in my mind. He's a Moneyball guy. Brian Gain is a Moneyball theorist in terms of building a roster.
It's actually five games in 3 years for Verrett.
Yes, but, exactly.
Who's really counting? Coming up in about 10 minutes, I'm going to tell you why if Brian Gain really is a Moneyball guy, then they made an even bigger mistake than originally anticipated in regards to Tevin Coleman. But could I give you some good news for the Houston Texans?
Please.
They're not the only team in town that's being accused of being cheap. The Houston Rockets are being accused of being cheap yesterday, and it happened courtesy of Brian Geltzer. Geltzer, whatever his name is. He tweeted the following, quote, "Hearing from league sources that Houston Rockets owner Tillman Fertitta is feverishly cutting costs in all facets of the Rockets operation, all departments have been instructed to drastically slash their budgets." The Rockets owner and a legend in Houston, the guy that owns every restaurant in town. He's been known to drop a dime or two out there at U of H as well. Responded, "You're an absolute fraud. Show me one item or person that has been touched." Should be noted that he said "your" instead of "youre," which I knew got John Lopez a little bit fired up.
I'm a grammar spelling geek.
Brian G responded and said that he had a meeting with Tad Brown. And he stands by everything he said, but he did note that there have been some increases in the budget in regards to the fan experience. So not only are the Texans being accused of being cheap, now the new owner of the Houston Rockets is being accused of being cheap.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on. I haven't been to any Rockets meetings in their front office or
I've heard
their
this,
leadership.
Honestly. I've heard this from very, 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 very credible people. With close knowledge of the situation, that there are some budgets being cut out there. And I'm not even talking about the luxury tax, but I can confirm from Brian G that I know people very close that know that team well that can confirm this.
I think he's inherited a really good situation with the Harden's contract and the fact that Harden is here, and he's riding that as well he should, and he's sticking with Daryl Morey. Who, by the way, got a 5-year extension yesterday.
Congratulations, Daryl.
If you didn't hear. But let's be completely honest here. Ownership in this town has never been a guy who sells, who's a salesman like this, you know? I mean, let's talk about where people have earned their money in tech for the Texans. Obviously, that was in started out with trucking, and then you know, in other oil and gas entities. His predecessor, Leslie Alexander, was stocks, you know, and the market. Drayton McLean was a guy that invested his money into trucking and also groceries, et cetera, and then other investments. There's never been a guy who owns a franchise here, or it's been a while anyway, who's trying to sell you a product over the counter. And he's got a venue to sell as much product as he can. I mean, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to someday see a Ferris wheel outside of the Toyota Center. I mean, you know,
it's already crowded enough out there. That's my neighborhood, sir. But we don't need any. We don't need any more stuff out there.
But all I'm saying is, this is what he does. He is an over-the-counter, you know, salesperson, food and beverage, you know, and product like that. So I don't necessarily think it's off the table that he hasn't done this, you know.
But not to be outdone, the Houston Astros were about 2 weeks away from opening day. The Astros got accused of being cheap. Yeah. And this is news to me. Mm-hmm. It seems like the Astros are throwing out all kinds of money. They locked up Jose Altuve. Now they're being accused of being cheap. Now you should consider the source. Mm-hmm. Michael Rapoport, a little bit of a loudmouth.
Yeah.
This is a little bit entertaining. But Alex Bregman hasn't hit free agency yet. He's not going to hit free agency till 2023. He got a small raise this year and a small raise last year. And Michael Rapoport, formerly of Barstool Sports, is accusing the Astros of being cheap as well.
The Houston Astros, who just won their first ever World Series, were led by Alex Bregman, a.k.a. the LeBron James of Jewish baseball players. And you got the nerve to give him a raise of $599,000, not $600,000, $599,000. And then this year, you cheap motherfucker, you give my guy Bregman a $40,000 raise, you cheap motherfucker. Houston Astros, you should be ashamed of yourself. Bregman, yo, come to New York, great place to play. Fantastic matzo ball soup. Get what I'm saying? You're going to be a free agent soon.
Cheapness accusations just flying like crazy here in the age.
Jewish LeBron. I love that.
Can't dispute it. I can't name another.
Oh, Sandy Koufax.
Rest in peace, right?
Yeah.
Or is he still alive?
No, I think he's RIP.
Let's look that up, Brandon Porter, and try to confirm or deny that. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. Brian Gaines' bargain shopping continues. Is it Gaines' fault that the Texans aren't getting free agents, or should we look in the direction of the head coach? That's next.
You cheap mother...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.